Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 2, 1, 2. Is this thing on? Hello? Check 1, 2. Check, check, check. 1, 2. What's going on in here?
Vince at the Bay.
Well, looky here. We got some chit chatters already. Water still. I'm here. Can you hear? Is this thing on? Hello? Refresh the page. Yes, I'm talking over music. This is the intro to my show. Just, as long as you can hear me, that's what I'm talking about.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Oh, yeah. You already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay back for another edition of Free Ball Friday. Thank you for joining me. We've got a lot of early chit-chatters. Let's do a quick little shout-out. But once again, I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours as we make sweet love on the interwebs, airwaves, or whatever you want, inner tubes, or whatever you want to call it. We're going to make magic tonight, people. I'm, of course, dedicating this show to the new craze that is sweeping the planet. I'm talking about Gangnam Style by the song by Psy. Is that how you say his name? Psy? P-S-Y? Psy. Yeah, that dude's badass. So I'm going to try to do a lot of things Gangnam Style on the program tonight. I will be hopefully having impromptu little Gangnam Style. I'll be dancing Gangnam Style while on air. You're free to join me. I ordered some, adult dancers to join me here in studio. They haven't showed up yet, but they should be here in time for the second hour, so we'll do some naked in-studio Gangnam Style for all of you. Oh, yeah, the chat room. My God, it's filling up already. Shouts out to Anon Sicko, Goosey, Goofy Bone, Machanzawanawanamanapia. Moonman XXX. Militia 13. No Con Con. Occupy Man Jose. Scarlet Kitty in the house. Stabby McHugs. The Steve Ubi Show. Or is that Steve UBS Howe? Either way, welcome, Steve. Trolley Brony in the building. Good to have you here, Trolley Brony. We had some good times the other day over on Goofy Bone's show. Speaking of Gangnam Style, we trolled Goofy Bone on his show, Gangnam Style. That was fun. That was good times. And rounding it out, we got my good friend Vert in the building. Zach Cleaver in the house. Welcome, Zach. And rounding it out down there, we have Hark the Shark. That's right. We're having a party here, folks. It's Free Ball Friday. We did troll your show, Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone in the chat room says nobody trolled my show. I have a witness in my chat room right now. Trolley Brony. Trolley Brony. And all the other, it was witness to all the ponage that happened at your expense, Goofy. We were scrolling hashtags, and I scrolled Gangnam Style, and within seconds, callers started calling into Goofy Bone's show, playing soundboards of Gangnam Style, and really pissed Goofy off. Oh, it was lovely. Good times. But before we get swept away with all the Gangnam Style madness, we have to remember it's Friday, everybody. It's the end of the work week for people who have jobs. That means it's Free Ball Friday, and I am, of course, free balling as I always do. I hope you are free balling as well. If not, hopefully this little tune will inspire you.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus. In America too, she's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants 'cause I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free balling. Yes, I'm free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Thank you. 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 너는 선호해 낮에는 너만큼 따다로운 그런 선호해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해 그런 선호해 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 아름다워 사랑스러워 그래 너 hey. 그래 바로 너 hey. 지금부터 날 때까지 가볼까 go.
오빤 강남스타일
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Aw, yeah, VITB back up in this. Another edition of Free Ball Friday. We are celebrating the show this week, Gangnam Style. And, of course, I played the track at... That a lot of you are, a lot of the feedback I'm getting seems to be anti-Gangnam Style. Like, a lot of people seem to be hating on the song. I don't get it. I mean, it's a bouncy, you know, catchy tune. It's got a great chorus. Hey, sexy lady. Come on. Who couldn't like that? That song comes on in the club, you're amped, right? Oh, man. I love it. I can't stand it. I I can't stand going 5 minutes without listening to it, or some such version of it. There is, of course, Gangnam Style remixes all over the interwebs. Oh, Zach Cleaver in the chat room says he likes this song. Thanks, Zach. It's good to know I'm not alone. But of course, there's so much more to explore out there, Gangnam Style. It's inspired a lot of remixes. You got the... knowing the internet... Sure enough, the internet's got a dubstep remix of Gangnam Style. Listen to that. All you kids on the internet that only like something that's once it's in dubstep form. Enjoy that, the dubstep version. Metalheads, I know some people are just not really into dance music. Your metal's more your thing. You're more of a Metallica, Slayer, Pantera type of guy. Well, hey, we've got a metal remix of it too.
Open Gangnam Style.
There you go. So yeah, it's a phenomenon that's sweeping the nation. And anyway, that'll be just watch out for that. Sporadically during the show, I might do a breaking news Gangnam Style. I could potentially do the week's financial market wrap up Gangnam Style. I could do the sports report Gangnam Style. In fact, I am also simulcasting the usually I like to if the Oakland A's are playing, I like to update people on the scores of the games as they're in action. Tonight we don't have the A's. Tonight we have the Giants. So, real quick update. Not a Gangnam Style update, but maybe we'll get one of those later. But the Giants are, looks like the Giants might be, no, they're not, tagged out at home. Giants are up 2-1 going into the top of the seventh, and they're up by one over the Padres, 3-2. Anyway, open lines, your calls take priority. And I have somebody that's been waiting patiently. Let's go to them and see what they have to say. Caller, Gabe, you're on the line.
So, Rexham's blue flare attack comes straight from her mouth. But I don't have to worry about that happening while I'm kissing her. Rexham loves me and would not initiate blue flare during a kiss.
Who are you?
Hello? I don't mind you coming here. Wasting all my time.
Yeah, speaking of wasting time. Let's see who this is. Caller from the 925 here on the air. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Vince? It's Sicko.
Aha! Non-Sicko. Welcome to the program.
What are you doing, man? Why are you playing this crap, Vince?
It's newsworthy. It's out in the cultural zeitgeist, and so I'm highlighting it here. Some people haven't quite caught on to the Gangnam Style phenomenon, so I'm just spreading the word.
Vince, aren't you too old for fads like this, though?
You can see, this is one of those things. Gangnam Style, it transcends race, gender, age. sexual orientation. It's the future.
If this is the future, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
You'll get used to it.
No, I don't think I will. It's bad enough I have to deal with the commercial rap version of Swag and YOLO, and now I have to listen to the South Korean version of it, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard, but there's a dubstep version of it. Maybe be interested in that.
No, I don't think I would be.
Did you hear it?
No, actually, I haven't heard it.
Check it out. See what you think. It's a dubstep version. You'll like this. See what I'm saying? Gotcha.
That's not an improvement. That sounds like some shit Skrillex would put together.
Yeah. Isn't it awesome? We're getting a little bit of a delay there, Sicko. Could you turn down your radio in the background, please?
Yeah, I stepped out of the room. I'm trying to use that to hear you because I can barely hear you over the phone. So I'm like trying to pace between the room that you're playing in and being outside to where it doesn't interfere. My bad.
No problem. So, Sicko, what's on your mind tonight? But outside of Gangnam Style, what's on your mind? What's happening?
Nothing really. Just keeping an eye on the Rangers game, seeing if maybe the Rangers can put a little more space between the A's and themselves.
Fuck the Yankees too.
I don't think they're gonna have any problem
Yankees
doing
today.
That. Yeah. You know what? I'm just pissed off that the A's are gonna have. They're gonna end up with like the third best record in the major leagues, and they're gonna lose in a one game playoff.
Yeah, that does suck.
That's going to piss me off.
Well,
they've
got
to change that rule.
That's stupid.
A one-game playoff?
I don't know. I think it all depends on who wins the AL East, because whoever wins the AL, or whoever comes second in the AL East will win the second wild card. And I think if it's the Yankees, y'all might struggle a little bit. I think y'all might be able to knock off Baltimore. But I don't know if y'all are going to be able to beat the Yankees or not. But, I mean, it would be nice to see. I would love, like, as being a huge Rangers fan, it's hard to cheer on the A's. But watching the season they've had this year, it's been a pretty miraculous season.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know what's great? You are a rare species. You are one of, like, about a half a dozen people that knows about it.
Yeah, and I'm lucky because I got to watch it all go down, you know, Melissa being the huge A's fan she is. I've watched pretty much every game.
There's another one. She's one of, like, the two or three dozen A's fans that are in existence. Either that or there's a lot of, you know, they had an invisible Obama.
Yeah.
And they must have a lot of invisible A's fans because for as good and exciting as their team is, it's just, It's they're playing to an empty house every night. Impressive.
Take it from a Rangers fan. We went from worst to first in our division, and when we were having that first winning season, we weren't selling out games either. So, I think it'll happen. The problem is the area the A's play in can't really afford to go see a winning team play baseball. It's easy to have, you know, $2 tickets and $15 tickets when your team doesn't win. But when your team's winning, it's hard to do that.
Well, I'm not worried if I want to go see the playoffs. If I want to go see the playoffs, the A's at least, I'm not worried about getting a ticket. You can just walk up to the door. Man,
you brought up the invisible chairs. Did you hear about what them idiots are doing in the South, hanging invisible chairs from their trees?
Where are you from?
Oh, that's classy.
Yeah. Hanging and saying it symbolizes Obama and stuff.
Like hanging the chair from a noose.
Yep.
Lynching invisible Obama is sort of the implication.
Yep.
It's despicable.
Yeah, that doesn't have any racial undertones to it at all.
That's not funny at all.
Nope.
And even if it wasn't motivated in that way, it's just disrespectful to chairs in general.
Exactly. I mean, I've sat in some good chairs in my lifetime, and I would hate to see one of them get insulted and maybe go and hero on because of this stuff.
And people, remember, don't put your feet on the seats. For a different take on this subject, we turn to the One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew, what are your thoughts?
What about the people that take a shit and put in their feet on the toilet seat? Not sticking their ass on it, but just stick their ass up in the air and drop it in. How about that?
Typical Jew, always trying to change the topic.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what Gangnam is. I don't know what these yellow bastard teeth, going on. I don't know what any of this crap is.
Well, you're going to know.
I have no idea what that is. I don't even like it.
I don't either, but it's catchy and fun.
Vince, you love it. Don't lie.
It's not catchy and fun. If you didn't like it, then it wouldn't be catchy and fun. It's disgusting. Some yellow chinky bastard from somewhere across the country. I don't know. Send them back to where'd they come from?
Name
Korea?
Psy, Jew.
Psy. Where did they come from?
South Korea.
You are holding me back from cooking some turkey and gravy.
Nobody's stopping you, bro.
I don't know.
So what? You can. You know what you're doing right now? You are making turkey gravy Gangnam style.
Oh, yeah. Gangnam or Gangnam?
Gangnam.
What does that mean?
Think of like gang, like gangbang,
yeah.
And Nam, like Vietnam.
Yeah, I've had so many of them. Oh, so it's an Asian gangbang. I've had a lot of them.
Your gangbangs you had in Vietnam.
Well, not in Vietnam, in Thailand, but I had a lot of them.
Do they let Jews go to Thailand?
They don't let black people in Thailand. Jews are okay because they can't tell the difference.
Jews made a huge... During the Hitler era, when they started gassing those motherfuckers, all the Jews that could get out of Germany and East European countries, went to Shanghai. They had, you know... Like sort of like self-sufficient little Jewish ghetto, grottos, or whatever you want to call them. But in the middle of Shanghai, so it's sort of a hit aspect. But Jews, they scattered everywhere. They're in Argentina.
At the top of his tavern.
All right. Turn that shit off. It's driving me crazy.
That's kind of the point, too.
Yeah, we're
talking about sports. We're talking about baseball. And,
No, we weren't talking about baseball. You were talking about baseball. I was never talking about baseball.
All right, well, what do you want to talk about, Joe? What's on your mind tonight?
I want Goofy Bone to call in, and I want to ask him questions.
Dude, we trolled the shit out of Goofy Bone the other day. It was so much fun.
I don't care what you did with him the other day. I want him now.
We did it Gangnam style.
You had a bunch of Koreans to go and visit him in the Mexican whorehouse. Speaking of Mexican whorehouse, did you see the film by Mel Gibson, Get the Gringo? Can't even hear me, can I? I got to repeat that.
I can totally hear you. What do you got to say?
I have to repeat that, though. Did you see the movie by Mel Gibson? Get the Gringo.
Get the Gringo? No, I've seen the film Bring Me the Head of Jerry Garcia. It's a good film. One of Sam Peckinpah's last film. Goofy Bone's in the chat room. Hey, Goofy, call in. The Jew wants to have a few words with you.
Yeah, Sam Peckham. Is he related to Jim Jarmusch?
No.
Do you think Goofy will know who Jim Jarmusch is?
Yeah. Goofy Bone's a cinephile. He knows.
He will not. He'll be Googling it right now if he is.
Yeah, I got to get a drink of water. You guys talk about something. Talk about Goofy.
Oh, I want to talk about the lesion I found on my penis yesterday.
Okay, perfect. Talk about that. I'll be right back.
That'll work for you? Okay, good. Can you pick Goofy up before you go?
He's not on the board. Goofy, call in.
Well, he's a big fucking pussy if he's not on the board. But we get on the board.
Pick our live.
All right. So who is on the board? Who can I speak with? I don't know who this is with the two things and the radio in the background and everything else. It's ridiculous. And I don't even have any sound effects. But the Jew doesn't need sound effects to keep a show going. Well, the Jew hasn't done a show in quite a while. Isn't that right? And look at all you losers. And what is it with these ones? What the hell? Press a one if you... Oh, I see. Yeah, we want Goofy. Why do we have to even do that? Just have Goofy call in. But I can't pick you up. Because Vince is in the crapper standing with his feet on the toilet taking a dump.
All right. Well, I had the show muted. What are y'all talking about?
Hand me the phone.
That's right. You're not muted.
I can't find enough
room. All right. Sorry about that, folks. I had to get some water. Clear my throat. Yeah, I apologize. That's the Jew. That's just what he does. But, let's see. We have. I'm looking on Twitter here. You can tweet me, by the way, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Who is this here? Approximately zero. I've called three times since you've been on phone. And what the fuck? That faggot sicko. Why you knows? Answer my calls. I have honestly seen three calls on the board the whole night, and I took all three. I have two on the board right now. Approximately zero. If you're out there and you're listening, call in right now. I'll take your call, dude. Seriously. Lines are open. This is freeform radio. You, the listener, drive the conversation. If not, I just vamp. I just talk about baseball and crap.
Yes, more crap than baseball.
And that's the one angry Jew. That's right, everybody. I've got the one angry Jew with me and a non-sicko, both on the panel tonight. You want to join us?
Can I tell you about my sushi that I had tonight?
Yeah, we'll get to
that. And it had nothing to do with yellow teeth.
We'll fit that into the second part of the first hour.
Well, I might
the first part of the second
that.
Hour.
That would be good.
The first no, we'll do that in the second part of the third hour.
There's a third hour?
Yes, just for you, Jew.
Oh, wait a minute, let me take a look here. 25 hours and 27 minutes. No,
yeah, we have a marathon
hour.
Going on. 25-hour show, everybody. Surprise!
you gotta love BTR. Keep everything
what else
together.
Is going on this week, the iPhone 5 has been released, ladies and gentlemen.
I have an Android. I don't give a shit.
And if anybody out there has picked one up yet, I'd love to hear your reaction.
I suggest you go out and buy a Samsung Galaxy 3.
Yep.
It's wonderful.
Fuck, did I just agree with the Jew on something?
And you can find extended batteries that have double the mAh of the original battery, and you can go all day. Watch your porn, watch movies, talk to your idiot friends, find yellow-teeth fuckers to mess around with, doesn't matter. I can't look at your show page thing with the yellow tooth guy. And by the way, that mouth looks like an anus. I can't stand looking at it.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the guy with the yellow and brown glasses and the yellow suit. That mouth looks like an anus and it bothers me.
Terminally Capitalist tweets me. He says, hey, talk about Homestuck. Homestuck? What the hell is that?
I don't know, but if it has something to do with food, I'm all in. Otherwise, I don't give a shit.
All right, let's go to the line. Let's go to the phones. It looks like we might have Goofy Bone, I think. Let me see. Goofy, is that you?
Oh, it's about fucking time.
I received my notice to appear here at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Hello?
Yes, we took a flashlight.
We're now joined by Goofy Bone. Welcome, Goofy. You're live with a non-sicko and the one-angry
Chewbacca, am I live?
What's up, Goopy?
So what's going on, Goopy?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you. Nobody cares.
What's up on your mind?
Okay, what's going down?
Well, you got Tara Lynn in the chat room.
You
That's
called
the first
thing. You want to make a comment?
No, I heard that you guys wanted me on your show. What's Quagline?
Did you not get enough Gangnam Style on your show the other night? Did you want more?
He's a rapper.
I didn't get trolled on my show. What are you talking about?
I don't know, Goofy. Word on the internet is you got trolled on your show.
I didn't even know he had
a
show.
I haven't got trolled since season 4.
Gangnam Style!
You know what I'm saying?
Do you really separate
good.
Your shows into
Asian
seasons?
The sharp staccato.
Yeah, why not?
Whoop on Gangnam Style!
Well, what's up? Who wanted to talk to me? The Jew?
Yeah, it was the Jew.
That's right. I totally forgot. The Jew summoned you here. He had something to say. Go ahead, Jew. Take it away.
The Jew misses Goofy immeasurably. For one thing, he doesn't have yellow teeth. Second, he's not Asian. And third, he doesn't have short hair like that. I don't know what the hell's going on with this. I'm not liking it, the guy with the anus mouth.
What are you talking about, Jew?
Hey, Jew, you wanted Goofy Bone on the line? I'm right here. What the fuck do you want?
Yeah, what did we want with you?
I don't know. You were the one that requested it.
Oh, I don't know. I just wanted to hear his voice. All right, now that I've heard it, you can hang up on him.
Oh.
You heard him, Vince. Hang up on me.
Well, no, I'm not going to hang up on you.
I don't take orders from Jew. Throw some balls. Feel down there. This should be easy to climb. Hang up on him.
Speaking of balls.
Yes.
Balls to you,
balls
Vince.
Balls to you.
If it couldn't get any worse, we're now joined by the Nature Boy Ric Flair. What's up, Nature Boy?
Nobody wants to hear from
him. Unfortunately, Vince, this is not the Nature Boy Ric Flair. This is Todd Morris, spokesman for Talk Radio.
Todd.
Todd. How you doing tonight?
Can I not be Goofy Bone? Can I be somebody else today? You can be my bitch.
Well, Sanders,
you're
hang up on
tonight.
Goofy Bone, you could soon be joining Vince in the Bay on the presidential ticket for Blog Talk Radio Late Night President, you and Vince in the Bay have now been paired up as an official team on the ballot for the presidential election.
I didn't agree to anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's a great accomplishment in life.
Vince, that's just it. You don't have to agree. Blog Talk Radio reserves the right to automatically force you into the election, and that is what they have done. Joining you will be the likes also of Debbie Daly and Bathtub Girl, who will be on a team. Mr. Midnight Movie and Jewish producer who will be on another team.
Hey, I got a question. Why don't Jews like snakes?
I like
because that snakes don't have any money.
Oh, that was good.
No, I don't know. I'm asking the Jew. Why don't you like snakes?
I like snakes, but let me sit back and let you come up with another good one because I don't think you can top that one.
No, not at all.
Okay.
One at a time.
Go ahead. Sicko, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, am I the only one who noticed the increased amount of awkward radio silence that there is every time the Jew's on the line?
Yeah, he's an awkward individual, and we just kind of put up with him here. You know, it's okay. Eventually, it ends. So that's
by people like that, we will get kicked off. So we have to show respect.
Sorry, Goofy. Nobody was listening to you. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's no way to treat your vice president.
I had it muted. No,
wait a minute, man. Shut up about a presidential thing. There is no president at Blog Talk Radio.
Not, Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's one of
no, if this is a legit contest, I want to know about it, because I'll make Vince and Goofy win against their will if I have to.
I'm not interested in running, but if I am going to be...
That's all awesome, semantics.
More like
I'm worried about that. Is this
so
a legit contest?
You should have been Vince talk. Go ahead, Vince.
I'm just going to rule like a dictator. So if I want to mute my vice president, presidential candidate, like I'm doing right now, and the Jew, I'll do that.
Yes, you have all the rights in the world.
Yeah. So I'm just exercising that right now, practicing. Anyways, you're back, Jew and Goofy.
I'm watching the black woman in the subway car pissing in the middle of the thing, holding her crotch, jumping up and down. Jesus. And I just came back from New York. I don't get to see this kind of crap.
Oh, God. Well, if you're just joining us, folks, we're in the first hour here. I have one angry Jew, a non-sicko, Goofy Bone, and Nature Boy Ric Flair with me tonight.
No, Todd Morris.
Todd Morris.
Right, Todd.
Exactly,
I'm sorry.
The
yeah,
same
Todd.
The
other.
My name's Biff Webster. My name's Biff Webster. It's not Goofy Bone anymore.
Biff Webster. Yeah,
shut
Biff
up,
Webster.
Goofy Bone. Why aren't you on your own damn show tonight?
And Chauncey Finkelstein.
That's me.
Well, can I answer that question, Vince? Because
sure.
You asked me why am I not doing a show right now.
Because you're on this show. I think that's apparent.
No. Shut up, Jew, and dream of the Holocaust. The reason why I'm not on a show right now is because I set up a show, but Vince and the Bay decided to set up a show at the same time I'm doing it, and you know, Blog Talk Radio loves Vince in the Bay, so they said, hey, you do it right after Vince. And the only thing I could say is okay. So that's the reason.
No, you just did it because you're afraid of not getting any ratings.
All right, you just be quiet over there, because you're not even funny when you're
You shut up, too. You're not even on the presidential ticket, you punk.
Presidential ticket. You need a good
yes.
slap.
You're yesterday's Blog Talk Radio news, Jew. Get over yourself.
Jew
is... Open Gangnam Style.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What
As my
time,
Japanese friend said,
what
get over
time
yourself.
Warp is Karl Barks living in?
Karl Barks is a notorious troll.
Yeah.
Notorious
Wait a minute,
for
I
one
thought
thing.
I was.
For
I thought
thing.
I was a notorious
oh.
troll.
Okay. If there were a Vince in the Bay show Wikipedia, which thank God there isn't.
There is one. Wait a minute. Didn't those idiot kids do one?
Oh, God.
See? We should make one.
Yeah, no, there's already one out there.
Flawless Crew, yeah, the Flawless Crew did. Docs was the first.
Yeah, they have a Wikipedia for the Flawless thing, see?
Yeah, but it wasn't about my show. It was about their little... universe, and I had it.
No, but you happen to be in it, and they talk about you and about me and about everyone else. Good.
Way off topic.
You should be proud, Vince. At least they don't talk about me in it.
If there were, Karl Barks would be merely a, what do you call it, an asterisk? Say a word, Jew.
I like how Karl Barks tries to hate you and then tries to be your friend.
Karl Barks is... Tara Lynn Wildenauer, come on.
Well, anyways, Karl Barks would essentially be a footnote in the wiki for being the troll that got Op No Pro to rage quit from my show.
Oh, I thought he wet his pants or something.
Expressed some anti-Semitic remarks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
Take a look at the link I just put in
No
there.
Pro. And Op No Pro opted out of the show.
Take a look at the link I just put in there, and you can watch a black woman hold her vagina while she jumps up and down, telling everybody on the subway car that she has to pee. Why don't I get to see these things?
There is a true capital. Oh, Sicko did some searching. He found my interest in the True Capitalist Radio.
There's
it's funny
out
how
there.
He did that when I was on my little hiatus and said that I stopped doing my show because I couldn't afford to keep it going, which is total bullshit.
I didn't think that. I thought it was because you got in trouble with the feds.
No, there was not that. There, I just took time off. I've done it before. I took a year off before. And Ghost is
we all
Ghost,
take time off.
Dude, Ghost has done two huge sabbaticals himself. So it's
the Jew has never taken time off.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's my one wiki entry is in the True Capitalist wiki.
No, there's two. I posted a second one. There's some other wiki that has a post about you as well.
Yeah, the Flawless Crew. Bunch of gay high school kids with no brains.
Oh, Flawless Crew. Oh, you're talking about the Flawless Crew one?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me snaggle tooth. Which, by the way, I got that snaggle tooth.
Didn't they come in and troll your show one day?
Dude, you know that clip I play sometimes, 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one?
Yeah.
That was, all those clips are from an episode where I got trolled hard by the Flawless Crew and their whole fucking female version of 4chan. They had this site, ONTD, Oh No They Didn't. And it's like 4chan for girls, but they post like Britney Spears pictures and Justin Bieber crap, and it's all about Hollywood and pop stars. But they have, you know, a little image board, bulletin board, whatever you want to call it, and they do exactly like 4chan. They troll around and fuck with people. And I guess one of these Flawless chicks said, hey, we should raid this Vincent the Bay guy. And I had something like 800 listeners, like 150 callers, and they're, most of them were chicks or young gay males. And it was actually pretty lousy, to tell you the truth. I've gotten raided by 4chan a few times, and I would say the most humor was found in that ONTD raid. Those chicks are pretty funny. A couple of them stayed on and were my hosts.
Be careful how you phrase this. You might send out a challenge to 4chan.
Did you watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, yes or no? Because the latest installment's got Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks with Jerry Seinfeld. Very funny. Did you even think that Mel Brooks was still alive?
What are you talking about, Jew?
I'm talking about a bunch of Jews who are funny and getting old and talking about it and drinking coffee. That's what I'm talking about.
Right, but we're talking about a different subject.
But I don't care. I change subjects at will, and at random sometimes, too.
Right, well, then you should make your own show. And
I make my own show on your show. That's right, what I do.
Show. He did his own show, and it offended everybody, even the staff and administration of BTR. They just banned him.
Especially them, because they banned me without any notice whatsoever, just gone. But I do my own show on everybody else's show. I take over the shows. I did a show tonight. Took over the entire show.
What show was that?
Oh, that was, who was that? Reactionaries or something, doing something about, he had some guy on there who wanted to do a constitutional convention. That was his big thing. I had to slap him.
That's what we need, more right-wing
silly fucking
talk shows.
Exactly. What you need is comedians in cars getting coffee. Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, Jerry Seinfeld driving a Bentley. It was very good.
Get comedians in cars ordering
coffee. Comedians in cars getting coffee.
Like the drive-up window at the donut shop?
Oh, here you go. This is the website. Comedians in cars getting coffee.com.
Go ahead and put that in the chat, the link in the chat room.
Oh, I thought it was lovely.
I can't remember that. I won't remember that.
Well, of course, comedian in car. Yeah, you're right. It is kind of tough. There you go. Now that you see it, you might remember. Very funny. Very funny. I enjoyed it. I laughed. They talked about Springtime for Hitler and a couple of other things. Did I tell you I went to New York and saw the Lion King?
Oh, Mel Brooks, Carl Reiner. Yeah, these guys are old school cats.
Fucking legends and still funny as hell.
Yep.
Although not exactly.
Carl Reiner, did Reiner die?
No, he's still alive. And eating sandwiches and drinking coffee.
Fantastic.
He goes out to with Jerry Seinfeld and Seinfeld's Bentley, who apparently he borrowed the Bentley. And then he invites Seinfeld to his house because Mel Brooks comes to his house every night. and they eat corned beef sandwiches. I don't know how they're still alive.
So what's going on with Occupy? Are they still doing that?
I want to talk about the $23 sandwich I bought in New York City at 76th and 7th Avenue. What
well, that's
the fuck
good, dude, but nobody
that?
Cares.
Because when I went down to Penn Station, it cost me $8. Same fucking sandwich. In fact, I think the sandwich at Penn Station was better.
Vince, you were asking about what's going on with Occupy. I don't know. Nobody cares about that. Semi-successful one-year anniversary, I guess. I know today, in response to cops trying to shoot somebody in Semper, I kind of blur in the details. I don't know if he died or if he was just injured, but a cop shooting in San Francisco last night, there was an accident in the Mission District today. That, from what I can gather, it was happening while your show was going on, so I can't really do much research, but I hear the SF Mission District got busted up a little bit. I know last night they
was it those black block kids again?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
May Day, the night before May Day.
Oh, I was there. That was.
You were inside of that?
No, I was at the April 30th action, and let me tell you, Vince, there were a lot of the Occupy regulars who were there. People like Punk Boy and SF and me and, you know, just some of the Bay Area regulars. And we all showed up to this, and nobody had any idea that was the way things were going to go down. I personally am not against property violence, but I believe, or property destruction, but I believe it has to be done in a sensible manner, in a manner that isn't going to make you look like a bunch of angry kids who just want to break shit. And April 30th was done just the opposite way of the way it should be done. They were busting up everything in sight. They were busting up broken down, you know, 89 Toyotas and shit, and trying to say that they were protesting gentrification. Well,
dude, there's a video, a YouTube video that just covers it all. I mean,
oh, I know. I was there. The way the events went down is first the bus got spray painted a little bit, and we kept rolling, and then there was a cop car that was in the middle. And let me tell you, the whole night was suspect, you know, not having any police action, because there were cops there, and like there's a cop car getting busted up and paint all over it and shit like that, and the cop sitting in the driver's seat grinning. He takes off and he T-bones another car in the intersection. All right, there were cops around, yet there were no cops to be seen immediately around the action. Yeah, any other time that occupies a mass more than, you know, 50 people, the cops are out in force. So, I mean, it was kind of suspect. I decided to split when I was walking down. Like, it was right at the beginning, and I saw a dude run up and bust, like, a Suburban's window, and some dude tossed a flare into it. And burning cars just wasn't what I was down for that night, you know? I mean, it was easy to tell what was going on, and there was shit suspect about that night. It wasn't what it looked like, you know what I mean? It looked like Occupy, but I'd be willing to bet it wasn't. I can pretty much pick out, you know, having been around a lot of these people, you know, dozens and dozens of actions, masked and black blocked up, you can pick each other out, you know, even when you're masked up, and I didn't recognize any of these people.
Right. Hey, we got more callers here. I want to bring on. Also, I want to give a shout out to Terminally Capitalist. Terminally Capitalist sent me some artwork on Twitter. I don't know what to make of it, to be honest. But it's a beautiful piece. Maybe people should follow Terminally Capitalist on Twitter. I don't know, maybe if that's your artwork. It's pretty interesting. Homestuck. What is this? People keep tweeting me and messaging me about Homestuck. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look into that. Do some research. We got another caller on the line, a couple callers on the line. Their hands are not up. If you called in and you want to join the conversation, you just press the number 1. Press the number 1, and that will notify me that you want to join us live on air. If not, sit back, relax. If you do at any time want to jump in, again, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to join myself and Sicko. I think the Jew was a little butthurt that he was on mute there. The Jew is one of the few people I have to mute during the course of a show, because he's just, most people that call in are pretty respectful about not talking over each other, and so I usually don't have to mute people, but the Jew is an exception, and I think he got a little butthurt that I muted him, but you know, I that's one of my major pet peeves, whether it's a terrestrial radio or just internet podcast, it's people just disrespecting other people by talking over them. You see, that's why I don't watch cable news anymore, hardly, because that's all they do is just yell over each other. It's like what same thing with the talk radio, all that shit. Also, if somebody can call in and explain to me this homestuck thing. Somebody just call in and explain it to me. I don't want to have to look into it now. But whatever. We're getting dangerously close to the end of the first hour here on Disorderly Conduct, Free Ball Friday, special Gangnam Style edition. I want to thank my chit-chatters. Let's see who we have in the chit-chat room. Huge Faggot. Thank you for joining us, Anon Sicko, BTR Admin Capitalist in the house, Drop Dead, You Yellow Bastard, or I think it was something or other. Fuck you, Vince. Fuck Vince. Yes, somebody please, for the love of God, fuck Vince. Goosey in the building. Is that Goose Cream Soup? If it is, hello, Goose Cream Soup. Thank you for joining us. Goofy in the house. A couple guest listeners. Carl Barks, trolling the chat room tonight. In fact, what is that? Will you look at that, Vince? Might have some balls after all. What? Carl Barks says, We look at that. Vince might have some balls after all. I don't know what you mean by that, and I'm assuming that's some sort of insult, Carl Barks. So I am going to put you on timeout. That's right, Carl Barks, timeout. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for insulting the host. 2 minutes, Carl Barks. Welcome, Miss Computer Lady. Good friend of the show. She's part of Goofy's show crew. She's a lovely lady. Welcome, and thank you for listening, Ms. Computer Lady. Moonman XXX in the building. Macha Zawa in the house. KGB representative. It's always good to have a representative from the KGB here in the chat room. That way we can all sort of speak freely and know what not to talk about, because we are in the presence of KGB, a representative from the KGB. So keep the anti-communist rhetoric at a minimum, folks. Hark the Shark, thank you for tuning in and hanging out in the chat room. What else do we got here? We got Militia 13 is in the building. I'm not going to say that next one. In fact, the person, okay, fine, I'll say the name. This person, Nigger Vince, I am going to interpret that as being hostile to me, the host. Somehow it just doesn't feel right to have somebody like that. So you're going to get 2 minutes.
Oh.
Oh, hey, check that out. We just discovered a fucking
botnet.
Botnet, folks. So it looks like huge faggot, fuck Vince, Carl Barks, KGB representation, nigger Vince, Vince is a nigger, and XRZ13 are all virtual virtual players. I would assume this is all Carl Barks. I don't know what Carl Barks is doing. I don't know if, whether this is a botnet or if it's just he's got a bunch of virtual machines that are all logged on at the same time. But that happens a lot. That's the thing is when you block users, you block by IP. So you block if they're all on the same IP. Bada bing, bada boom. So we discovered a. Although I appreciate it, though, I think it actually technically increases my numbers. I believe it still counts as, what is this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 unique users, listeners. So, yeah, that was Phoenix 4.0. You know, I'm waiting for 4.0. I don't even think 3.0 is out yet. Phoenix 3.0 is not even out yet. So I'm still using Phoenix 2.0. It does the trick. It's, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, is what I'm saying. But yeah, we discovered Carl Barks running a troll scam. What he does, this is a common thing that people do on BTR. That's why I wish Ghost was still around just so you could see it, the magnitude of some of these operations. Imagine something like 30 Carl Barkses in your chat room at the same time. We're talking about thousands of unique names. So this is nothing. This is nothing new to BTR. It's happened on my show a couple times, but there you go, Carl Barks. And all four or five, eight of his personalities are on timeout. So anyways. Prison reform movement says get with the program, Vince. What is the program? Gangnam Style? You want to get into some Gangnam Style? Is that what you're saying?
I hate you, Vince.
We might have to get into some Gangnam Style here. I got to take a break. We're going to start the what is it? The
second hour.
Second hour. Thank you. Actually, in the second hour. I didn't get to this last week when we had Jay Lederman on, but I want to talk about what the hell is going on with Barrett Brown right now. Is that dude, is he just indefinitely in custody? Has he been arraigned yet? What the hell is going on with that dude?
I'm sorry, mister. You said Barrett.
Oh, did I, Patriot Greg? Yeah, I'm just curious, what the hell is going on with that guy, Barrett Brown? Is he still,
I haven't heard any news from him about Barrett. The last I heard, he was in an overflow facility in Mansfield. But I don't know. There's a new wave of people saying that he faked it. Now he's in a rehab facility somewhere, and I don't know, Vince. Who can tell what's true and what's not on the internet anymore?
That's the beauty of it. That's what I love about the mystery, the intrigue of the internet.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome, dude.
The world would suck without the internet.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The world is the internet.
Or is the internet the world?
Exactly. We're in hour number two. It's Vince of the Bay, kicking it Gangnam Style with my home skillet. the one and only on Sicko. If you want to join us, don't be shy. 347-826-7667. How did Carl Barks get off a timeout? How did that happen? Oh, I'm sorry. I inadvertently accused Carl Barks of part of being a part of that botnet. He's not, because look, he came out of timeout and everybody else is. So Carl Barks is it's just all this one Vince person. Yeah, I know. You're right. Yes, Carl Barks, you're right. I messed up.
At least he's man enough to admit it.
Yeah, I messed up. My fault. It's Carl Barks, works alone. He's a troll that's just solo. He works solo. I think he might do some contract work, but Carl Barks had nothing to do with that. We'll get to the bottom of it though, as we continue with Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Open
Gangnam Style.
Metal horn.
Yeah. You love it. You know you love it. Sicko.
No, Vince. No, I don't. Not even close.
Not even like the metal version? The metal version is my favorite, dude.
No, absolutely not.
This is rocking.
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh.
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
All right, sorry. I got a couple more callers on the board, but nobody's hands up. Press 1. That's the number 1 on your control pad. To alert me that you want to speak, and somebody is taking the bait. We're going to go to the phone lines now. Caller, you just raised your hand. You're on live with Sicko and Vince. What's up?
I'm just calling to let you guys know your tag man sucks.
What? What? My what man sucks? Hello? Are you still there? You can try it again. Go ahead. Oh, it went away. Yeah, okay, folks, one thing I like to encourage here on my program, enunciating, you know, speak, you know, when they say you're in class and your teacher says speak up so the class can hear. Yeah, just keep that sort of mentality in the back of your head there, all right? Enunciate, mean what you're saying, okay? Don't write it down. Don't practice it. Just feel it, baby. I'd encourage that caller to call back and try that one again because it might have been a good joke or whatever it was. Okay, let's take another call here. Caller, you were on the line with Sicko and Vince in the Bay. What's up?
Yo, that was me. What's up? It's me, Sensor Data. What's good?
You're who?
Censored Anon.
Censored?
What's up, Censored?
Censored Anon?
I can't hear him.
Yeah, it looks like he's having another conversation. So we'll just leave him.
What a fail.
There. If he wants to join back in, he's welcome to. Censored Anon. That's his handle. Not familiar with his work, but glad to have Censored Anon on the program. So what's on your mind tonight, Censored Anon?
Not much, man. Smoking. Eating some fucking Pizza Hut because I had the munchies. Besides that, that's it, really trolling on people, that's all. I was really hoping that you'd catch that guy, dude. It would be funny, but oh well.
So do we figure out who's in charge of that whole little botnet or whatever we want to call it?
Of what?
There's like 6 users. Here, watch. I'll mute one of them. A huge faggot. Fuck Vince. KGB representative, nigger Vince is a nigger, and XRZ13.
So somebody said in the chat room earlier that the XR13.
XRZ13 is the culprit?
But see, I don't think so, because if you pull up their profile, their name is DFSDFS. So,
yeah.
No, you can name your profile and your screen name can be totally different.
Well, sure, but what I'm saying is it doesn't seem like the main account there, but I could be wrong.
No, I think what it is this kid has got probably, whatever, 10 virtual machines on his computer, and he's just VTR. I mean, you notice most of them, they're just shocking names, and they're usually silent, and he just tweets from, or tweets, just chats with one of them. The rest just sit there just to look funny in the queue there.
I guess. So let's talk about the New World Order.
You want to talk about the New World Order?
Oh, yeah, about the Bilderberg, Freemasons, what's going on right now, dude?
Oh, yeah. Well, Bilderbergs, they had their meeting, what, last month, the month before?
Yeah, I know.
So whatever they were talking about there should be starting to play out here now.
Well, it looks like it is, to be honest with you. You got the whole ambassador thing going around talking about that they knew about it and they didn't know about it. It's like, come on, dude. We're back to that 9/11 bullshit. Excuse me, because I'm smoking. So.
It's okay. No problem. I wish we had cough buttons. If you do start to uncontrollably
hack up
some lung butter or something, I'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it if you could maybe mute your connection.
Yeah.
That's always, you know, folks, if you're on the line. Sometimes background noise when you got so many lines open, it sort of builds up this orchestra white noise. So if you're not really saying anything and you can mute yourself.
Have you seen that movie White Noise?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
No, I was just wondering. It's a pretty good movie. It's all right. I mean, if you got a bit better to do, yeah, it's all right.
Goofy Bone in the chat room says he has ties to 9/11. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Don't listen to anything Goofy Bone says.
Well, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. We all know that. Well, some people.
Okay.
And I don't know, man. I just wonder how long it's going to take people to fucking wake up, bro. You know?
47 days.
Why
47 days, Sicko?
I don't know. Seemed like a good enough time to me.
That's 47 days I have left this month.
I think it's December. That's December 21st to 20.
Oh, yeah, I guess we're gonna find out. We're going to get visited by the aliens and shit.
If it's real, it's much further than 47 days.
Hey, have you ever thought about it, though? Like, what if the Mayans ran out of calendar paper or something, dude? Or ran out of rock or something, and they just left the calendar there? You know, it's going to be like that guy who's talking about the world was going to end in, what was he saying, October? First he was saying, like, June, that pastor, I forget his name.
Well, last year. Yeah, last year there was a couple days that people were saying the world was supposed to end. But the thing is the world's supposed to end every other month since, like, the 70s. Fucking retarded.
Yeah, yeah, and that church... That radio station, that Family Christian Radio Broadcasting Network or whatever, that place is based in Oakland. We got all kinds here in the Bay.
That's crazy, dude.
I like how if I call in on a phone, it tells me when I'm muted and unmuted, as opposed to when I call in on Skype, it doesn't.
I need to go to Occupy Oakland and visit you guys.
Oh, well, I'm not welcome in Occupy Oakland, so you won't be visiting me there.
Are you serious? Hold on, I got my dog. I'm gonna mute real quick.
I'm only half serious. I still have a lot of support and friends and stuff in Occupy Oakland, but I get I've been told by quite a few Occupy Oaklanders I'm not welcome there.
And ladies and gentlemen, it looks like the San Francisco Giants have just completed a victory over the San Diego Padres. 5-1, the final score on Orange Jersey Thursday. Is that what they do?
I don't know.
Why don't they have orange pants to match it and an orange hat? Just if you're going to go orange, go fucking orange. I don't know. That's just me.
So yeah, anybody out there who's thinking about coming to visit me at Occupy Oakland, please don't just fly out here just to meet me. Like I said, I'm not allowed there anymore. I'm an evil, homophobic misogynist.
You got banned or what, bro?
I guess.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No. I'm dead serious. There are a lot of people, and while you know they don't hold the it's not the majority opinion. Like I said, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of love in Occupy Oakland. I have a lot of love for Oakland. I've been here for 9 months.
And what was this decided? Like at a GA or something?
No. It was decided by, there are certain groups of people who, because see, Occupy is very limited. Occupy is very limited ideas of what free speech is. Some occupiers and activists in general are really quick to say, oh, my freedom of speech is being infringed upon. But then turn around and infringe upon other people's freedom of speech as well. And I'm really
So what you're saying is, like, if they don't agree with what you're saying, then it's not important, right? Is that what you're trying to say?
No. What they don't agree with is they like to tell people certain words they can and can't use. And on the internet, we have a culture that we have developed that's been developed for years. And while other people outside of the culture may look at it as a culture full of hate because we use terms like ego fag and stuff like that,
there's nothing wrong with that.
It's the most equal culture I've ever been a part of. I've never been a part of a culture where people's races, gender, religious preferences, sexual preferences and stuff don't matter, and that's the way it is online. It just really doesn't matter. So a lot of the stuff we do outwardly looks like it's full of hate, but it's really not. And Occupy, I won't even say Occupy as a whole, but there are occupiers who can't get past the initial shock of what's going on to understand why things happened. And I'm a button pusher. I feel like anytime I push people's buttons to get them to rage and stuff, it brings up a conversation that everybody should be having about what is true free speech. You know, it's easy to go out and defend somebody's speech when you agree with it. But it's harder to go out and defend the Westboro Baptist Church's right to go out and protest. You know,
I get where you come from.
The only group that I have no problem censoring
like
are groups that explicitly spread hate and violence. And while the Westboro Baptist Church can say, hey, this we disagree with you, they're not going out saying, hey, you should go kill people, whereas groups like the KKK and Nazis.
Yeah, I get you.
The new Black Panther Party is highly racist, and not like where they just don't want to exclude white people, where they are anti-Semitic, and they spew hate about other groups. And that's the only people that I that's the only people I have no problem refusing to allow to come out and protest and stuff. There's no room in the world for a neo-Nazi rally. There just absolutely is not. The Westboro Baptist Church, on the other hand, while I may not agree with them, sure, they have a right to go protest. I think they should have to keep their distance from funerals.
And we have the right to fuck with them.
Exactly, sure. We have every right to show up and counter-protest.
Hey, dude, I'll never forget when one of the ladies from the Westboro was on the radio talking to somebody, and while she's talking to him live, dude, like, they just, I don't know if they DDoS'd it and then interfaced or whatever they did. But
oh, you're talking about Opiarians. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, their website got hacked while they were on the phone with the girl. That shit was so hilarious.
That was a classic video.
I don't know, guys, but the end times are upon us. That's all I know.
Thanks, Karl Barks. Karl Barks Karl Barks is, I guess, signing off. Apparently, he's got other trolling duties to do elsewhere. But I appreciate you coming through, Karl Barks. And Vert is in the house. He's giving a little heart to Topiary. Now, you know, I never heard the Topiary conversation with Barrett Brown.
Was that here we go.
Was that like the day before?
All I'm gonna say about Bear Brown is an addicted Bear Brown and a cooperative Bear Brown. That's all I'm gonna say, dude. I'm not gonna say nothing else.
Well, but on the subject of the conversation between him and Topia, I never listened to it. The audio quality is pretty shitty. I hear Bear Brown was being kind of a dick in it, though. But I mean, that's all the information I have about that. I don't have a sound card, so I can't listen to shit.
How are you hearing this show right now?
I'm on a house phone.
All right. Well, shouts out to Censored Anon.
Hey.
I'm going to, you tweeted me too, so I'm going to give you a little retweet here. And Terminally Capitalist, I'm going to give you, thank you for tweeting me during the show. I'm going to favorite and retweet this wonderful artwork. It's some sort of, it looks like a demon child or zombie child with a t-shirt with 69 on it. I don't know what that's all about.
The fuck? Well, it is what it is. All right, guys, I'll catch you guys later.
Hey, I appreciate you coming through. Any quick shout outs before you say goodbye?
Shout out to all my people in Oakland. Adam in Oakland and Ellie, I've been following y'all for a while. Can't even get a follow back. I see how it is. And
hello.
That's about it, man. To all my Adam people out there.
Am I still here?
Yes, you're still here, Vince.
Oh, I think he's gone. Okay. I think he might have muted himself on accident or something, and he hung up. Well, whatever. Either way. Thank you to Censored Anon for calling in and making for some lively conversation here. I'm Vince in the Bay. I've been holding it down here pretty much all night with Anon Sicko. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, feel free to do so. Also, be careful. XRZ13 has... what, 8 different profiles in the chat room? So just keep that in mind, folks. It's only fair. Because you could really fuck with people. I mean, you could assume different identities and manipulate people with 2 different identities. That would be... that'd be along the lines of what Barrett, speaking of Barrett Brown, that'd be along the lines of what Barrett Brown was trying to expose. Was it Project Echelon, or I forget what thing it was. I believe it was part of the H.B. Gary email trove. But, yeah. Activates botnet number 9. He's got 9. XRZ13 has 9 bots. 9 personalities he can manipulate at any one time. So it says that there. I have 27 users in the chat room. Really, it's more like 20. Because XRZ13's got 10. BTR administrator, Fapitalist, is requesting some Gangnam Style. I'll honor that request, considering that's the theme of the show.
And he is a BTR admin.
Yeah, you have to obey the admins.
I hate you, Vince.
Oh, come on, it's catchy.
No.
Well, no one else is raising their hand. I have a ton of people on the board. But
yeah,
just,
what's up, fuck?
Everybody's just listening. I always explain every time I do the show, and there's tons of people in the queue, If you want to join the conversation, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me. It's like virtually raising your hand, and I'll unmute you and bring you onto the show. Don't be shy. Or just kick. Some people like listening in real time because there is a little bit of a delay, I believe, one on the broadcast on the internet.
Yeah, it's a few seconds.
It used to be a lot longer. It used to be like 20 seconds, and now it's like 4 or 5. But it used to be a serious lag time, which made for really in. You know, it made for really bad communication back and forth in real time with the chat room and broadcasting, but whatever. Blobbity bloobity. But I really appreciate, Sicko, you hanging in here with me. It's good to have you on the show again.
Balls to you!
That's right. Free Ball Friday. Balls to you. Sicko. Where's Ma? Is Ma
around? She actually is eating dinner right now.
Oh.
I'm putting off dinner so I can talk to you.
Oh, cool. Well, we have a half an hour left. If she wants to pop in and say howdy and tell, did you guys watch the A's game today?
Yes, we did. Yeah, she wasn't too happy. Even with the A's catching the Rangers, I wanted the A's to win today because it was the Yankees.
God, I hate the Yankees. And I know what's going to happen. The A's are going to get, they're going to like host the Yankees on the wild card game.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to fucking lose. Jeter's going to pull some shit. It's going to be, it's just the luck of East Bay sports team franchises. It's just how it works. If it was the Raiders, it'd be the same thing. Don't even get me started on the Raiders either.
Yeah. But to be fair, it is the Raiders. It shouldn't catch you off guard when they suck.
There was a splash home run today in the Bay. That's impressive. There's been a downturn in splash home runs in San Francisco ever since Barry Bonds and all the steroid guys got off the juice or stopped playing. So now it's like it's a rare occurrence.
Damn, I can imagine. That's got to be a pretty cool feeling to hit a home run into the San Francisco Bay.
Hell yeah. Wow. Terminally Capitalist is tweeting me all sorts of YouTube videos and stuff. Dude, I won't play it on the show. Sorry. It's not going to happen. Although, you know what? I think Melissa might enjoy this, appreciate this one, because it involves a lot of rainbow coloring. It's a rainbow action going on. MSPA Homestruck. Oh. Yeah, I'll have to check that out, and I'll play that next week if you come around next week. I can't. We need to pre-screen things here on the show. I don't have a producer. I do it myself. I'm not like Ghost. I don't have a producer. Or Goofy Bone, who's got Chewbacca. Did you know that, Sicko? Goofy Bone. You ever listen to Goofy Bone's show?
No, I don't think I've actually caught any of Goofy Bone's shows.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. It's. I listened the last couple nights. I called in a few nights ago, but he has an audio engineer, and it's Chewbacca.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I wonder how much it costs him to get Chewbacca on his show.
I think it takes a big chunk of his budget, to be honest.
I mean, I don't know what Chewbacca's charging these days. Can't be too much. He's getting pretty old.
Yeah, but you know, he still racks it up when he goes to like Comic Con and all that stuff.
That is true.
He also does spoken word. He's on a spoken word tour. He's written a couple of books.
He's dabbled in political commentary.
He's really a renaissance man. But he's also got, you know, from those days making those films, he developed engineering, audio and video engineering skills, and so Goofy hired him on. Sort of part-time gig, just some steady income for Chewy.
And
Terminally Capitalist says, FYI, I'm a girl. Okay. That is a lie, and I will prove it. I will prove it. Just give me a second here. Let me prove it, music. I should prove her wrong Gangnam Style, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Okay.
No, absolutely not. Fuck, I'm too drunk.
All right. That's right, Terminally Capitalist. I know you thought. Live on air, Jenga style. Motherfucking Rule 30. Right. We're celebrating Gangnam Style. This is the one and only Gangnam Style broadcast. And amazingly, a non-sicko has survived pretty much all the way through. There's only 20 minutes of pain and suffering to go. And shouts out to you, sicko, for enduring.
Yeah, I enjoy it, Vince. It's one of my favorite things to do these days. Brings back old memories of when the world was a simpler place.
Okay, Terminally Capitalist says, see, all my bros are saying that I'm a girl. I have videos of my voice. All right, send me a video of your voice, and also call in and let us hear your voice live. The number is 1-347-826-7667. Terminally Capitalist. And, we have Nature Boy waiting in the wings. I don't know if he's going to visit us later or not, but stick around. That might happen. I would presume maybe he will annoy us tonight, Gangnam style.
Whoop 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 on Gangnam style.
Yeah. Jewish producer in the house. Hello, Jewish producer. Welcome. Welcome to the show. We have 20 minutes to go. I have a non-sicko with me. We were talking about the news of the week, wrapping things up. The stock market is flirting with all-time highs. I should do this Gangnam style too. Hang on a second. Let's talk about the markets, shall we? But let's do it Gangnam style. Shall we?
Sure.
All right. Do you want to do it? We'll just do it straight up Gangnam style. All right.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Hey Vince, you're cutting out, bro. I don't think anybody can hear you talking when the song is playing.
See, if I had an engineer, that might. Anyways, hear me now?
Yes, yep, can hear you now. I thought it was just my phone at first. That's why it took me so long to let you know. I thought maybe this is what landlines do these days.
Oh, am I experiencing some Patriot Greg action? Is that the problem?
Yes, that's exactly what you were doing. Damn, I'd forgotten that term.
Oh, yeah.
Patriot Greg.
I apologize for Patriot Gregging.
Prison Reform Movement just posted a pastebin of some alleged emails leaked between Barrett Brown and somebody else. I'll have to look at the name. I'm outside smoking a cigarette.
Oh.
That supposedly show, along with the call about how Topiary might have set up Barrett Brown.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not going to say he didn't, but I will say, you know, he did that interview, I want to say it was with Gawker, where he did the op-ed or whatever it was that he did, talking about how he's much better off without the internet, and he sounded regretful, and he sounded remorseful.
Yeah.
And the kid's probably freaking out right now, and I won't put it past anybody to turn. That being said, until I read that stuff, I can't say if Topiary rolled on Barrett or whatnot. I don't think it was necessary for Topiary to roll over on Barrett.
No. Whose idea was it for them to talk? Was it Barrett calling Topiary?
I don't know. From the first couple emails that I was reading, it might have been Topiary that reached out to Barrett.
Huh. Okay, that might be a little suspect.
And see, well,
the day after his article comes out, he calls Barrett Brown,
yeah,
who everybody knows is always taping every single conversation or whatever.
It's not even that. Upon release, and I know with the PayPal 14 and, you know, and all that, arrested anons are not supposed to associate with people who are associated with Anonymous. While Barrett Brown may be using his real name, there is absolutely no doubt that Barrett Brown is associated with Anonymous. So in order for Barrett Brown to get away with, or for Topiary to get away with talking to Barrett Brown, something has to be suspect there. You know, there are people on Twitter who cannot reply to me. You know, if they tweet something and I reply, they can't reply to me. There's absolutely no way that the British courts or whatever are allowing Topiary to call Barrett Brown. And you know everything Topiary does is monitored.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that is kind of suspect. There's a lot of dubious things that are going around. I'm not convinced that he is incarcerated. I believe he's probably just hanging out, complying with authorities to whatever degree. And, I mean, has anybody, has there been an arraignment? Has there been a, there's nothing.
Priz posted a court date in the chat room earlier.
Yeah, that's it.
And I do know people like Jay Lederman and stuff were working on it.
Yeah, we had Jay on the show last week.
They also, it may be taking so long for them to get him to court because of his drug addiction.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of ifs, and none of us will ever know. I'm thinking one of the reasons why there's been such a delay from his arrest to now is because of his drug addiction. He's probably in no mental shape to stand, you know, to stand in front of a court. So that his lawyer, whoever's taking his case, has probably said no. I think we have to wait until my client has a clear head.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a call. We got somebody waiting to talk. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller, your hand was up. Blocked number. Hello, caller. You're live with Sicko and Vince in the Bay. What's going on? Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hey, what's going on? What's on your mind tonight? This morning or whatever it is. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Sorry, I might be a little interference there.
Is this Vert?
Maybe.
Sweetness. Good to hear from you, Vert.
Is something wrong with my audio feed?
No, there's nothing. You sound loud and clear.
I just thought I'd call in since you got like 13 minutes left.
Yeah, the pain.
And you got the whole BB thing.
The whole what thing?
I don't know. The whole Barrett Brown BB. Yeah.
Do you have an opinion about that? Do you want to chime in about that?
Well, I have a lot of respect for the guy, even though he is obviously crazy, but he's done good things for good people, so I got to respect the guy.
Yeah, most definitely. You have to. The thing about Barrett is, sure, Barrett's a dame fag. Barrett's an ego fag. Barrett has broken all of the rules of what we're supposed to, you know, how we're supposed to exist in the online world.
Oh,
that
definitely.
Said, Project PM, a lot of the work Barrett's done when it comes to non support and stuff like that, that can't be overlooked. You actually have to you have to give him credit where credit's due. We have made Barrett Brown pay for his mistakes tenfold. The dude catches so much shit from thousands of people. You know what I mean? He will never live down the mistakes he's made and continues to make. But you know, you still have to give the dude a little credit.
I definitely agree. Yeah, even myself have given him a shit, but I still hold that utmost respect for him in a general way, just because even though he goes crazy sometimes, he's kind of got the same goal as most of the people that I agree with.
No, I wouldn't want the one angry Jew arrested by the FBI.
Anyways, I don't want to get into the Jew. We had enough Jew earlier. Let's take another call. We have a caller here. Go ahead.
That's what Hitler said, and you saw how that turned out, Vince.
Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
Hello?
Hey. What's going on? You're on with Vince, Vert, and Sicko. What's up?
This is Terminally Capitalist here to prove that I'm a girl.
Sounds like a voice changer.
Oh, damn.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Terminally Capitalist. This sounds kind of, talk a little more. Tell us about yourself. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I really like Homestuck, My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, and I really like to watch anime.
Oh, hey, maybe you can tell me, can you please explain to me what that whole Homestuck thing is? What Homestuck, what is
that
about?
Homestuck, not Homestruck, and it's like
okay,
this,
Homestuck.
It's this webcomic by Andrew Hussey. And these kids, they play this game that caused, like, the apocalypse, and there's, like, a whole bunch of other awesome stuff, and just even have, like, flashcards. And I've been sending you videos of the flashcards, and they're awesome. They have great, great music.
Yeah, I'm going to check them out once the show's almost over here. But after we're done, I think I'll indulge and see what it's all about. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Terminally Capitalist. I appreciate you calling in and verifying. You still kind of sound like you could be a 12-year-old boy, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I presume by your handle, you're a big Ghost fan?
Sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Do you miss Ghost?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, I do too. I think he should... I think he was overdoing it by doing it every day, but he should come back on like a weekly basis or something.
Yeah, maybe he should.
But I'm glad he hasn't killed his Twitter account, because at least you still get his running commentary.
Yeah, he said he was going to. He said it was going to,
yeah,
but ended up coming back.
He's a softie. He wants to. He misses it. He wants to do it all, but he just can't for whatever reason. So, yeah.
And also, troll might try to take the name and then pretend that he's Ghost and tweet some offensive stuff or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Ghost will be back. You watch. Ghost will be back. The last time he took almost a year off, he was... He used to be, originally, he was true conservative radio. And he did that for like a year or two. And then he took a long break. I think he took like a year break. And then he came back as true capitalist radio. And did a year for at least a year worth of shows. Almost every fucking day of the week. But I think he just got... burnt out. I wouldn't blame him. I got burnt out on BTR. I've gotten burnt out on BTR a couple of times.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like every time you do a show, I'm looking forward to it again. Like I haven't since the old days, man. I didn't realize how much I missed you having a show.
Yeah, I enjoy it, especially when there's lots of callers. And a dynamic range of callers. You know, there's some of the, you know, a year ago around this time, it was just flowing. There was just people calling from, you know, left and right from all over the place.
The op and, art days were wonderful.
Yeah, we did the op art coverage. When I go back and look into my archives and stuff, pretty much all the op Bart shows are up in my top five live listen to all time shows.
Well, yeah, I mean, we your show was always right after all, Bart. We were all always just so full of energy, you know. We'd come in your chat room and act like fucking fools.
Yeah.
And it introduced a lot of good people to each other, really.
Hell,
you know,
yeah.
I look at your show and it's like, fuck, without your show, man, I wouldn't know half the people that I consider just true friends and not just people I know on Twitter, you know. I wouldn't know a lot of the people that I highly respect on Twitter that I do without your show. Like Mary Mad, you know, she was the first person I met when I got into the Bay Area, and I wouldn't have known her without your show.
She has yet to call into the show.
She should. Maybe I'll get to convince her to call into your show one day.
Yeah, I miss her. She's not around tonight. She hasn't been around lately.
I'll try to go to her house one day and call you from her house.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and don't tell her you're on the air with me. Just tell her, like,
say, Ma says hi.
Hey, Ma. Hi there. Stabbing the Cug says, all right, Goofy Bones out of here. I think Goofy spammed that he's having a show. Goofy, you have, or is he already gone? He's gone. I think Goofy's having a show next, so.
So we all got to go
over
show?
To, yeah, if everybody, you want to keep this train of mediocrity rolling, I guess we'll all meet over at Goofy's show. Let's all troll Goofy. It's fun. He rages. It's a lot of fun. It's the closest thing to Ghost. He's trying to be like Ghost, but Ghost calls him the bean and cheese version of him. And he does a decent impression. Well, it's been a fantastic Gangnam Style themed show. I thank you all for joining us. Before we get out of here, I want to once again acknowledge my de facto co-host for the night, Anon Sicko. Anon,
yeah, it's
Sicko.
Like good old times, man.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any parting thoughts, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Not really, man. I've been getting stoned throughout the show, so I'm all out of deep thoughts.
That's okay. Don't worry about it, dude. Just embrace the Gangnam Style.
Yeah, fuck Gangnam Style. That's my parting words.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to... It's no longer Free Ball Friday. It's now No Pants Saturday. Pantless Saturday. I'm going to perform some dancing moves here as I disrobe and get Gangnam Style here in the studio. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Vert, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
Yeah, fuck this music.
Agreed.
You know, this is great music to fuck
too. Yeah. Well, maybe, but yeah, I had to mute it every time.
Yeah, you got
to
text Gangnam Style.
So no, good night, good show, thanks.
No, thank you. We're in the building. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to the One Angry Jew. Who else called that? I don't even remember. Thank you for Jewish producer listening. Fuck Vince, Huge Faggot, Anon Sicko, Bot Commander General, BTR Admin Capitalist, Drop Dead You Bastards. Oh, major shout out to Terminally Capitalist for calling in and verifying that she is in fact a 12-year-old boy. She's still here, isn't she? Oh no, Foster, she's gone. Anyways, that's it. I'll be back sometime in the future. Look out. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com. Vince in the Bay. Until next time, everybody. motherfucking style.
Raiders suck.
Go Raiders this weekend. Go A's, go Raiders, baby. ITB
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Edition of Free Ball Friday. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Crappy airbags, if you're listening to this in the archives, you suck. You fell asleep again. Try to stay up for a show for a change. Open Gangnam Style.
Thank you very nice.